We're joined on the line by Joe Morrison now, who's out on the Polish and Ukrainian border with two friends, Philip Flynn and Richie Murray. How are you doing, Joe?
Hey, well, Ray, I think it's the first time I've been on the radio using my own voice now, but
I should tell them, Joe, just so they know that you and I go way back, and you were Socky's minder, for want of a better way of putting
In
the day.
So
yourself and the lads are out in Poland / Ukraine, and are you the second shift or the third shift?
That's why we're the third shift now. It's kind of done in relay teams with a bit of an overlap. Sometimes there might be six of us here and two vans, but I'll explain how it happened in the first place. Mm. Like us all, absolutely appalled, sitting down, watching the news there a few weeks ago, the 6-1 news, and a WhatsApp group, a WhatsApp came in from pals at work explaining they were heading to Poland, renting a van, and whilst they were here, and getting involved in humanitarian aid delivery, a bit like Tesco click and collect, really, whatever the needs be, that need would be serviced. I flew over to Krakow here in Poland last Wednesday on the 30th, on day six now, and we've kind of got into a bit of a routine.
Now, before you go on, Joe, because initially you decided to do it differently than other people, because I was reading there over the weekend, for example, that Luke O'Neill and his mates got into a van and drove, and you're doing it a little bit differently.
Yeah, that's it. There's a cost involved in getting the van, driving a van from Ireland, filling it up with stock and getting here, which is still a great thing to do. It's an alternative way of doing it. But the approach that we took was, we'll hire our van over here, which is reasonably cheap to do, and we can fill it with goods that are needed in the moment. So, for example, we visited a refugee centre 2 days ago, and the washing was piling up. They were short a dryer. So we went out and we bought a dryer, so at least it can speed up the drying of the clothes.
What are you doing right now,
I'm in Sheshov at the moment, in our hostel, I suppose you'd call it. I was just finished sorting out a load of power banks and leads. So the power banks for mobile phones, which are really valuable for Ukrainian refugees coming over the border and in the their accommodation themselves before they decide where they're going to go in the world. At least they can, basically the chargers in the places is plugged, extension flex, a load of phones plugged in, trying to charge them up before they go on their journey in the trains, the buses, the planes. This way they have a battery pack which charges their phone as a backup, also, when we were delivering the battery packs, said, "Well, look, do you have any headphones?" I've got, "Okay, we hadn't thought of that. Let's go out and get a load of headphones."
Right. So you're on the ground and fulfilling the need as you see it. So tell us about your average day then.
So the average day, up nice and early and on the road by 8 o'clock. We're based 120 kilometres away from the border of Medyka, the Ukrainian-Polish border. And the reason for that, strategic really, it means we're not taking up vital accommodation that's needed closer to the border. And it also means that supplies are running, as you know, running low around the border area. Where we're based, we can go to the wholesalers in the morning. Today, we picked up about €750 worth of canned meat. You can hear the sirens in the background. There's jets overhead now as well, and there's tanks going by on trailers, or tank carriers, I suppose you call them, that type of thing. We go into the wholesalers, which is on our way to our final destination of the day, which is usually the border checkpoint. Mm. But before I get to that, we'd fill up a pallet of cans of meat, several very large bags of pasta, Then we might stop off in a like the likes of Deals and buy bubbles and colouring books and markers for the kids. And then we hit the medical supply store, then spend about $2,000 a day on our medical supplies. Between the three of us coming over, we raised $20,000. That's what we had to do. We had to pay for all accommodation, flights, our own expenses, and everything that people donated to us through Revolut is going directly into the tills in Poland
When you get down to the border crossing, what do you do? Do you set up some sort of stand or something?
Yeah, well, what on the way to the border crossing, we drop off our cans of meat and our vital medical supplies for the front line to the aid distribution centre, which is manned by volunteers. And there's a huge amount of logistics and what goes where and all that. And there'll be three trucks coming in at the time you're waiting for the trucks to unload. Then you unload yourself. There's forklifts, very professionally done, you know. After that, we head to the border. We set up our stand. And at the border, it's a pedestrian border. I suppose you could call it a lane, which our pathway, which is about, it's under a kilometer long, I suppose. And it leads from the Ukraine Polish border, if you like, checkpoint to the bus depot where the Ukrainian refugees get on. So once they come over the border, they're met by medics, and they're met by, if you have a dog, your dog will be catered for. There's people there especially to look after your pets. There's a women and children only area. There's people from Turkey, Israel, all along the road. For all intents and purposes, if you didn't know better, if you're flying overhead and you'd look down, you'd think there was a festival on. Right. But there's no bands, because there's flags everywhere, tents everywhere, lining both sides of the street, and everyone is doing their bit to make the arrival of the Ukrainian refugees as comfortable as possible.
So, Joe, when people arrive at your stand, what are they greeted by?
Well, I'll tell you, we're right beside, just like the Ukrainian people arriving in Dublin Airport, you're getting your SIM card. So beside us, there's a tent giving out SIM cards. So people were going in and their phones are dead and the SIM card, and they couldn't get them organised because there's no way, they did no charge on their phones after their long travels. So power packs, we're going to need power packs for the phone. So we arranged a load of pre-charged power packs so that people come out of their tents, or out of the SIM card tent, if you like, and up to us, and we get them kitted out with the correct leads, a USB charger, and headphones if they like, that type of thing. And then also we would cater for the children passing by. So we'd have colouring pencils, colouring books, blowing bubbles, Kinder eggs, which are go down a treat, and just try and lift people as much as we can. Another thing, well, we could pass on about 80 or so rucksacks a day, because the people coming over the border, they might left in a rush, that's plastic bags are getting holes in them. So we have our rucksacks, and someone arrived, they were setting up a new stall. Hey, is there anything we can do? We said, well, look, we don't have room to store suitcases. Do you want to get a few suitcases in, because people need them? We said, yeah. So next day, that charity arranged a ton of suitcases, type of thing. Yeah. But
and Joe, just kind of
a sad story, and just to warn people, if
go on. Is it what you expected?
A sad story for you, Ray.
Oh, sorry,
just
go on,
to warn
go on.
People.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. I'll just tell you now. It was a 65-year-old lady, and she had her helper with her, who was helping her down the road to the bus from the border. She was stopping off at our little stand, and we had it dressed with the Ukrainian flag. And we were all out of our bags, and our volunteer helper asked if this lady could have a bag. And I said, well, look, we've only one, and that's all our phone charges, everything's in that. And he said, is it okay if this lady has a bag? And okay, so we got the message. He asked us politely, but in other words, this lady looked in shock, she looked distraught. Okay, so we emptied out the bag and gave her a bag, and it was a bag with a big Irish flag on it. So she made the comment that you're flying my flag, the Ukrainian flag, I'll fly yours, you know, the flag on the back of the bag.
Yeah.
And she walked on, the volunteer popped back a few minutes later to say that lady had her sister shot through the head as she was standing beside her, and her sister's daughter shot in the head, her niece, right beside her. And suppose that answer your question. What are you gonna see, or how do you think it's gonna be? How is it different from what I expected? It's just very different to see something that's not on a screen in front of you, to see that it's the eyes of the person right in front of you, and it's pretty upsetting. And it'd be like that for the three of us. We're all dads, the three volunteers that came over. Philip and Richie and myself, you know, and you see, people are just incredibly distraught as they come across the border. People are exhausted. Some people are heading back to Ukraine, hoping that it's safe as well. There's two-way traffic. Hmm. So we're there to help in every way. So say, for example, there's two mums pushing a buggy each with a giant suitcase. We have three at the table, so two of us hop on one case each, and we'll carry it, which is uphill from our table to the border checkpoint.
Right, okay.
That's the type of thing.
And have you been across the border in Ukraine, Joe?
Yeah, we made one trip across. It was a very, very wet day, and we picked up a load of ponchos, those disposable plastic ponchos, rain ponchos, you know.
Mm.
And we crossed the border. It takes about 20 minutes or so, and we handed out, I don't know, maybe 100 of those, and refreshments, and even though there's other people helping on the other side as well, but it's just not everyone can be catered for. And then on the way back, say, for example, through the border on the Ukraine side, there was a family, with a mum, a dad, and a young child. And the young child, I'd say, was probably about six and was really, really upset. And Richie swooped in with the Kinder Egg and checked with the parents first, gave it to the kid, and the kid like looked up and a big smile. Little stuff like that makes a huge difference. Mm. And we copped on that obviously the dad was heading back to war, and he was leaving his wife and small child to, you know, for how long, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully he's safe and hopefully they're safe.
I was talking about the photograph on the front of the papers here, Joe. I'd imagine that has gone around on WhatsApp groups and everything, and on whatever, wherever people get their news over there.
Yeah, it has actually, because we have a connection here to a Ukrainian network, I suppose you could say. Those images have been coming in for the few days previous for us. Now that, you know, on TikTok and whatever else, and I had seen some of the images. I do find them very disturbing, but I just stuck the blinkers on and kind of just not think about it too much.
Mm.
Just help out with my colleagues as much as I can, really, my friends.
Well, you're doing amazing work there. Mm. And we'll direct people towards your Facebook page. What's the name of the Facebook page? Ukraine Van Aid. Ukraine Van Aid.
Ukraine Van Aid with my name, Joe Morrison, afterwards.
Yeah.
And Ray, I might be not. You just tell me if it's not appropriate if I could give out my Revolut.
Probably
details.
Not appropriate.
Like
it's not appropriate. They're shaking the head there.
That's okay.
If they're on the Facebook page,
look, that's
Joe,
fine.
Yeah, so Ukraine Van Aid.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're doing amazing work yourself and the rest of the lads. And there was a moment there you were talking
and
about.
And Ray, another chap. Yep.
No, you go ahead.
Sorry, another chap, Graham Waters, is coming back again when we finish. And he has a Facebook page as well. He has very informative information on it as well. Graham Waters.
Okay.
From Bray. Yeah, it's good to look him up as well.
Mind yourself, Joe. Stay safe. We'll talk when you get back. Okay, thanks, Joe. Yeah. Bye now. Bye. Bye.
Yeah,
bye,
thanks
bye,
very
bye,
much, bye. Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.